Metro Nashville Public Schools is hoping for more community involvement as part of the solution to support its lowest performing schools. The plan was shared at a press conference Monday. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
Superintendent Sean Joseph's announcement comes after 21 schools in the district were placed on a list of statewide low performers, a number higher than 3 years ago. He says seeing the schools on the list is disappointing, but not surprising.
As a large, under-resourced school district, our challenges, in fact, are complex. But at the same time, we are optimistic because we know what it takes to move schools that have been persistently challenged.
Joseph says the school district plans to partner more with local nonprofits, although he didn't give specifics. Sharon Gentry is the board chair and represents 8 schools listed as priority. She says community involvement is key because students are affected by issues outside of school, too.
We've got to be that village. And that village is more than just the school system. And this is not about passing the buck or shirking responsibility.
And about closing these schools, she says that's something the school board will have to consider. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.